Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Studio Zero from CBC Unplugged in Vancouver. My name is Lee Rosevere, and I'll be with you for the next hour playing an all-music edition of the show today. Got lots of music from artists and labels who support the locked-out workers of the CBC. And we got music today from Ben Rogers, Ron Heath, May Moore, Jonathan Incorporated, The High Dials, brand new music from The Winks. Lots of stuff coming up, so you want to stay tuned. But first up, here's something from The Corduroy Kid from his album The Sleep Project. This is East of Ease.
again. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na na na. Girlfriend, and we all know X marks the spot. You were one in a million. You were one in a million. No, you were one in a million. You were one in a million. No, you were one in a million. You were one in a million.
Traffic, hailing all the way from Charlottetown, PEI. four chemistry students make up that band, and that's our new CD produced by Joel Plaskett from Thrush Hermit and the Joel Plaskett Emergency. That track's called Limelight. In the middle, something from Vancouver artist Ben Rogers from his new CD titled The Dawn of a New Error. We heard the track One in a Million. He's pretty young. He's about 19 years old when he started, when he got the attention of the recording industry. And cites references from everybody from Beck to Johnny Cash and Tom Waits. And it's a really interesting CD. Lots of different genres all over the place on that one. And we started the set off with The Corduroy Kid, also known as Sean Hall. And that's from his CD called The Sleep Project, a concept album inspired by DJ culture. Kind of a very groovy CD that one is. I'm Lee Rosevear, and this is Studio Zero All Music Edition, coming to you from Vancouver. And all the music you're hearing today is from artists and labels who are in support of the locked-out workers situation from the CBC. And they all hope that we can get back to work as soon as we possibly can, so we can play more great Canadian music like this on the CBC airwaves and introduce people to new music, which is what we're supposed to be doing. So a lot of thanks go to Ken Beattie and his staff over at Killbeat Music, which you can visit them at killbeatmusic.com. And there's a couple of other artists who also support the locked-out CBC workers. From her album Dragonfly, this is Watermark from May Moore.
Balance out my life, but anyhow.
said, remember elementary school? How easily your heart was fooled, like rabbits from a hat. Infatuations popped up just like that. But you know how these things go. They vanish in a week or so. When you're young, you see a trick, you think it's magic. I know a house of job and kids could blow the flame out of a kiss. Now you're wondering if love is everything you thought it was, or have you been fooled once more by that illusion that you once fell for? When you're young, you see a trick, you think it's magic. Then you grow up, you see magic and you think it's just a trick. Like magic, love can be part deception and part mystery. And it's up to you and me which one we choose to see. When you're young, you see a trick, you think it's magic. Magic and you think it's just a trick. But you grow old, you realize the magic's everywhere. The trick is just to see it there. The trick is just to see it there.
Until the needle broke under
idea of a perfect day would be to lie in bed and just melt away. Another summer song, summer, full of one hit number one. Current on the charts, everybody sing along. Now the seasonal behavior, I've been coming on too strong. Another summer gone summer, but it's someone else's song.
Another anthem for time.
That's brand new music from Vancouver's Spy Girl. That's on a new EP that they've just put out. It's a promotional EP. There's only 50 copies of it. And that's a track called Today. And they gave a copy to us here at Studio Zero to play for you. And before that, we had Radiogram, Ken Beattie's group from Ken Beattie and Killbeat Music, who supplied us with lots of music from today's show. From the critically acclaimed CD, All the Way Home, we heard Summer Song Summer. Ron Heath in the middle there, a singer-songwriter from his album entitled Couple of Times Around the Sun. We heard The Trick, and Ron hails from Edmonton, Alberta. And incidentally, if you want to look up Rob or any of the other artists that we've been playing on the show today, just go to cmgvancouver.org. And there's a page there with web links to every single artist we're playing here today. So you can check out more of the music and support the artists and buy their music to show your appreciation. And we started that set off with Mae Moore from her great album Dragonfly. That's one of my favorite songs of hers called Watermark. And you can visit her, of course, at maymoore.com. This is Studio Zero, All Music Edition here on CBC Unplugged. Hey, you might be listening to us right now on the FM band. We have our new radio station, CMGV 88.3 FM in the Lower Mainland in Vancouver. Or you're listening to us from the internet on a podcast or a streaming radio station. Thanks for joining us. If you have any comments you'd like to write to us, you can go to cmgvradio@yahoo.ca. That's cmgvradio@yahoo.ca. And, of course, to get all the latest information about what's going on with the negotiations and everything else you could possibly think of, go to cbcunplugged.com. That's cbcunplugged.com. Time for some more music now. Here comes something from Montreal. This is The High Dials.
Shells
to go down, for your ship to run aground, and you finally hear a sound. Trust me, it's your only friend in town. Avoid looking in.
A bit of a strange one, but interesting, very interesting. That's a band called The Winx, brand new CD. It's not even out yet. It'll be out on September 27th. The Winx and a track called Castle in the Clouds from their new split EP with another band called Tights, which is actually some members of the same band of The Winx, just doing some pretty avant-garde stuff. Also, before The Winx, Castle Project from their album called Diaries of a Broken Heart, which is a really nice packaging. It's a track called Celebrate the End, something of which we'll be doing when the lockout has ended. And it definitely has got a Coldplay sound to that particular track. Also, we played something from a CD that I really liked by Jonathan Incorporated. Album called Things Done and Left Undone. A track called Lights Go Down. Very haunting, very nice melodies on that record. It's been out for a little while, but it's never too late to support local artists. That was Jonathan Incorporated. And we started off with Montreal's The High Dials from their new CD, War of the Waking Phantoms, and a track called Strand Hill. That's another good CD. You're listening to Studio Zero from CBC Unplugged in Vancouver. I'm Lee Rosevere on 88.3 FM CMGV Radio and on the internet via podcasting and streaming radio stations. We're playing music by artists who support locked-out CBC workers. And we all hope that we can get back to making great radio and actually broadcasting music like this on the actual airwaves. One of the other things that we've been doing the last couple weeks is with the Studio Zero podcast is we've been featuring live music from artists who have actually come down to the picket line and performed. And we've had so many artists come down to the line to perform over the last couple of weeks that we just couldn't fit them all in the show. So now we're going to feature some live recordings from two artists who came down. Ken Beattie, one of them, the man from Radiogram and the man who was responsible for most of the music that you're hearing on the show today. And Mark Morissette from October Man. And I'll let him introduce it.
I'm going to try a new song called Impossible Way. It's about fighting for something you believe in, even though the odds are stacked against you. Way to crawl out of bed every day and drag your old bones up these stairs and dodge the congestion out there with all this pollution in here. It's goddamn illogical fear. I wish it would all disappear. I wish you could lend me an ear. Hope for this scene. Exactly just what does that mean? Just take one long look at the floor. There's nobody begging for more. 'Cause everyone wants just a glimpse. It's time that we whore out these pimps. And just one more wireless tune will make us all bark at the moon. borders, but still we cannot get away. I'd sure like to ramble and slowly unravel these daydreams that keep us awake every single night. And it's a goddamn impossible task to answer these questions you ask. We're not even certain ourselves if this shit is good for your health. So why don't you find your own way? And we'll follow you as you stray. Cause it's a goddamn impossible way. But I hope that we'll turn out okay. Yes, I do. I hope that you turn out okay.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Good luck with everything. We miss you.
I'm gonna play a new song that I just wrote, like 10 days ago or something. So I wrote these words to you. They were not true about some people that we never really knew. I tried to work it out, made a list of nouns. I took a long, long drive as I walked around. But every word that I wrote just turned out wrong. And I never sang baby in a song. I want the world for you, want it for me too. I want the cityscape with the mountain view. I want it all for me, but I am on my knees. Could it be that I do please? And I've changed the words so often as I strum. But I never sang baby in a song. Tried to pull me out, I said, don't you dare. I found the great abyss, my final wish. Before I jump right in, give me one last kiss. Cause if I ever make it back, well, you'll be gone. I wish I'd sang baby in a song. No, I never sang baby in a song. And I'll never sing baby in a song. Oh, thanks so much.
That's a brand new song from Radiogram's frontman, Ken Beattie, and the man behind Killbeat Music, who have pretty much given us all the music you've heard on today's show, and a brand new song from him. And before the hymn, Mark Morissette of the band October Man, and he played The Impossible Way, both of those recorded live on the CBC picket line outside CBC Vancouver. And also remember to go to the websites cmgvancouver.org and cbcunplugged.com to find out how you can get involved and help the locked out workers of CBC get back to doing their jobs as soon as possible. Time to wrap up the show, and I'd like to say that all the music that you heard on today's show was used by permission from the artists and the labels involved, and we here at Studio Zero would like to express our big thank you to Ken Beattie at Killbeat Music for all the CDs, Jim Halliburton at Sea Spray Entertainment, May Moore, and Bill Henderson. Speaking of Bill, how about we go out with a little bit of Chilliwack? Here's a classic cut recorded live at the Commodore Ballroom in Vancouver, BC back in January 2000, available on Chilliwack CD There and Back. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
She left me, I should feel all alone. A little misunderstanding, I can't get her on the telephone. Hanging out down in Main Street, living in a different world. Standing around with the gang on the corner, talking about my girl. My girl, she was the world to me. She's gone way across the sea. My girl is just a man. Sooner or later, I know I'm gonna get talking about my girl.